Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday going back to 1960. The professional debut of Cassius Clay, later Muhammad Ali. But what is the good of the day, Ron Culver?
Well, you know, every once in a while we have dumb criminals.
Every once in a while we have dumb criminals?
Well, I mean, every once in a while we talk about dumb criminals, right?
So we have them every day.
And usually we put them in the dumb, but this one is good because thieves broke into an old building because they saw an antique safe in there and they wanted to get to its contents.
Right.
So they break into the building. This happened over in Europe in Utrecht. I'm not really sure where Utrecht is. Probably in Germany. But they broke into this building to get inside this antique safe. Inside the safe, all they found was clues.
Clues?
Yeah, because what they didn't realize is that they had broken into an escape room.
Oh!
And in order to get out, they had to follow the clues to get the key to get out of the building.
Oh, no. So they broke in, and then they were trapped in there.
Yeah.
And then had to, oh my God, can you imagine? They're like, oh wait, we really need to escape. There's nobody going, all right, time's up. Sorry you lost. Here it is. I mean, escape room fun.
No alarms were triggered or anything out. They did manage to escape. There was some financials attached to it. They did escape with 10 pounds in cash.
So how do we know about this story?
Oh, because of security cameras.
Oh, the security camera caught them. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when the people showed up, I'm like, oh, this doesn't look right. Did you remember to lock the door? Nah, I thought I shut the door last night.
Maybe they thought they were like stumbling on like a Geraldo Rivera Al Capone vault type of thing.
I think that, you know, they saw the safe and they were like, oh, we got to get inside that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even sure how they saw the safe or they just were random robbers that just broke into a building and then stumbled upon a safe. We're like, great, jackpot.
Remember when we were young, I guess not even young, like there was the safe cracker and he would listen with a stethoscope to the safe to hear the...
See that in movies still too.
Yeah, you still see that in movies. Are safes built like that anymore? Like where somebody can just, I can crack it if I just put my ear to it and I can hear the clicking. Do they make it like, okay, well, we now know what you're up to. We will make these better.
Or do they now just put that putty?
That putty, yeah.
And outline the door, and it just, like, it doesn't explode. It just, you know, melts them. I don't even know what it does.
Yeah.
You see that in movies a lot, too, now.
There was one movie where they filled the safe. They found a way to fill the safe with water and pressurized it so it burst. I don't know if that works. I don't know if that.
Sounds that's like something James Bond.
That's something very James Bondish is right.
Yeah, but I mean.
But when you see an old safe, wouldn't you? I mean, you may not break into the house, but wouldn't you go, wonder what's in there?
Of course.
Okay, that's an old safe.
Well, okay, you remember the movie The Italian Job?
Yes.
Remember Charlize Theron's character? That's what she was. She was a safe cracker.
Safe cracker,
and she was able to figure it out. She like needed complete silence, but she was able to figure it out by the touch.
Yeah.
Like she was able to keep turning the dial and feel the clicks.
I don't have like super valuable things in my house that would require a big safe.
No. Never.
Like, we have a fireproof box for all the important documents that we need, birth certificates and stuff like that. But we don't have, like, I don't have a safe where my gold bars are stored. Or, like, just wads of cash. Or my escape bag.
Open, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right?
I treat my house like Ty Webb from Caddyshack.
Oh, right,
so if you come over, you'll be like, oh, here's another $75,000 check. Keep it, it's yours.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's pretty good. I like
it
that story.
Good. I mean, it's
a feel-good story. They did, escape room. That's
they, you know,
great.
They ended up with like 10 pounds in cash, a $400 camera, and some candy and drinks.
By the way, escape rooms are fun. If you have a chance to do one, they're fun.
Yeah, just really fun. I guess just make sure you're with smart people.
That's true. That is true. All right. What's the dumb bad of the day?
The bad of the day is New York City can't have nice things.
They never can.
No. Mayor Bill de Blasio is doing everything in his power to stop Steve Cohen from buying the Mets.
Man, why is he doing that?
I think he just, I don't know if he's a fan of Steve Cohen. Maybe he doesn't like a hedge fund manager, a hedge fund managing billionaire or whatever his title. I don't even know what Steve Cohen really does for a living. But there is a clause in the contract or in with Citi Field that allows the mayor to voice his opinion and to have actual action towards it. Because
is it because the city has some control over City Field?
Yes.
Like they own maybe part of it or
no,
whatever it is?
They own the land.
So they own the land.
Because it's built on a city park.
Okay.
Or city owned
land.
Yeah,
that's very true. Good point. So because of that, de Blasio feels like he should have a say in who owns the team that occupies the land.
Yes.
And that doesn't make – now, listen, I'm not political, but that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Like, in the end, the Mets are a business, right?
Yeah, right.
They are either renting, leasing, however the business deal is with the city to play on that field. But that does not mean that the landlord, in this case the city, can dictate who runs the company that's on its property, right? If I own an office building here in Tennessee – I don't have the right to tell the bakery that's sending me a check every month who they should hire to own the company or run the company. That doesn't make any sense. Now, I'm not a politician and I'm not a lawyer, so I'm totally speaking on my own common sense, which could be wrong here, but this doesn't fly. This doesn't sound like there's an authoritative presence that de Blasio has to tell the Mets they can't sell the team to somebody that they want to.
I mean,
because the Mets can move to Montreal if they want to.
They could.
Like, the Mets can move to Hartford. Like, they don't have to be in Queens. They would be foolish to leave the number one market in the country, but as a business, they don't have to play at Citi Field. They can go play in Portland, Oregon if they want, if the Major League Baseball allowed them to do so. So I don't know how de Blasio has authority to say you can't sell this to this billionaire hedge fund man.
I mean, it's gone to the point where he said he's going to do everything in his power because he does have oversight powers.
All right.
On that. So he's going to do everything in his power. And I guess he has reached out to Major League Baseball, the commissioner, and said, you know, hey, we got to rethink this.
I'm going to look into this story more because if I'm wrong about what I just said, I will be more than happy to come on the air tomorrow and say, okay, I did not know that this were part of the deal. But right now, this does not make sense.
It's simply because, I don't know. He just doesn't like him.
Yeah. And again, that's another question. Why doesn't he like Steve Cohen? I mean, he's a billionaire hedge fund manager. Maybe he doesn't like that.
I don't know. Maybe he's wanting A-Rod and J-Lo. Maybe he was rooting for them to own the team.
Maybe he was. Maybe he was secretly going, A-Rod, man, I got your back. I can't wait for you to own the
Mets.
Yeah,
I'll stop this.
Yeah.
Because I guess the lease, what they have with Citi Field, allows them to – there's a provision in there that prevents a transaction with a prohibited person. And a prohibited person includes not just an individual who was convicted of a felony, but anyone who controls any person or entity that has been convicted of a felony.
Wow, that's weird. Wouldn't that be more of a Major League Baseball issue than it would be a City of New York issue?
But since it's on city land.
I guess you're right.
They just don't want the Mets to succeed. Maybe he's a Yankee fan. It's like, there's only one
team in New York. I think de Blasio is a Red Sox fan, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, you're probably right.
I think he is.
So this is him getting back at 86.
Wow. All right. That's very good. Very good. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is there's a gruesome Halloween decoration in Dallas. It's pretty bad.
Pretty bad?
But it has prompted the police to be called multiple times.
Yeah. I feel like I get this kind of story every Halloween where somebody goes a little over the top.
Well,
like they have like a hanging man from a tree and everybody goes, whoa, that looks way too real. Maybe that is real. And they call the cops. I feel like there's some story that comes up. But tell me about this one.
This one, I mean, I'm looking at the house right now. It's a virtual bloodbath out front of his house.
Yeah. God, people. Come on.
But, okay. I mean, I'm just curious. What I need to know is, are the cops being called because they think something bad happened here? Or are they being called because, you know, the neighbors are annoyed by it?
So here's a thought. You're right. Are the neighbors thinking that their neighbor is capable of murdering somebody and then just leaving it out in the open as a Halloween decoration?
Not trying to clean it up. I just sent you the photo, by the way.
All right.
I just emailed it to you so you can see it.
Like, you know, just being like, you know, we would normally go to a place and we normally would buy decorations, but this time we found somebody and we killed him and mutilated him. And guess what? It's on the patio and it's all for you to see. Flies will be coming and decomposition will be occurring. But by the way, I'm looking at this because he's got a stabbed guy in the head on the roof, a dead body on the ground, blood all over the patio and the sidewalk, another body in a bag by a wheelbarrow full of parts.
Yep.
This is pretty awful.
I mean, and then, you know, my favorite part is look at the house next door.
Yeah, that's right. It's pristine. It's got nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really nice looking house. I mean, you can imagine driving down the street and you just... I would definitely be doing a double take. If you guys can see it, just Dallas.
This isn't like Christmas lights where you go, oh, that's so awesome. This is like, what? What are they doing?
This guy, I mean, yeah. I guess the
what do the cops do when they get there?
Most of the time, at first, I was, you know, really thinking about this. At first, when I put this down as dumb, I was like, hey, come on. Why are we calling the cops? Just let it be. But now I'm looking at this more and more. If I lived next door to this, I'd be like, can you do something about this, please?
I agree. I guess
this neighborhood has no HOAs. Because HOAs would shut this down in a heartbeat.
Shut this down tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. Not even as you're putting the fake blood on your walkway, they'd be right there.
I mean,
going, oh, no, we ain't doing this.
That comes to the second part. That looks really hard to clean up.
Yeah, really too. Yeah, exactly. It's going to need a power washer.
Yeah,
that's
you
for
will.
Sure. Oh my God. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. That still might be stained though.
Yeah. I think that the neighbors are calling the cops. Pretending to be concerned, hoping the cops will tell the guy, you need to take this down. Like, how about this? You don't have to take it down, but every time we're called to this house, we're going to send you a bill.
How do you trick or treat at this house?
I don't know. You don't. How do you trick or treat with little kids as they walk through?
Yeah, you skip
a couple of dead bodies on your sidewalk.
You go across the street, right?
Right.
Maybe this is his way of saying, guys, I'm not handing out candy this year.
Stay away.
Stay away.
Don't ring my doorbell. Exactly. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Today, every home in America needs a reliable thermometer for twice-a-day temperature readings, one in the morning, one in the evening. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. As we continue, his wake-up call. Pat Donovan. One more thing.
There's a close-up of the photo, that big rectangular box in the back.
Yeah.
Safe.
Oh, that's a safe? Yeah. That's great. Pat Donovan, WDAE, it's coming up in 16 minutes. We'll talk to him about not only the Buccaneers, Brady, Antonio Brown, but what was his thoughts on Snell being removed in Game 6. It's all coming up as Wake Up Call continues.